Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, my friends.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Dr. Cupertino coming at you from the Hour of Power, Hour for Power. Don't say it. You know the drill. You're going to need that time to recover. Welcome. We have a very interesting topic for today. A setup for a Red Sea. No one wants to face the Red Sea. Everybody wants to go around. It doesn't matter how long the distance to get away and around a Red Sea. I don't want to see it. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to share it. Don't talk to me about a Red Sea. That is the general consensus of anyone facing problems, facing lack, facing eviction notices, facing bad doctor's diagnosis. I said it, bad doctor's diagnosis. A setup for Red Sea. You might wonder, why me? Well, we're going to hear about that in a few moments. But first, a word of thanks, a word of praise, and a word of prayer to our Creator that's making everything happen, good and the other. God in heaven, we know some have said He is within. You are within. Sure you are. But right now, you are our God stationed in heaven to make sure that whatever you have said is going to go. It's going to be a go. It is going to become a success. Even though with our human eyes, that might not seem possible. But we thank you for stepping in and showing out on this broadcast. Because people are hurting. You know they're hurting, God. And we're counting on you to make it all right. And this generation or the one to come, it does not matter. Because your promises are sure. And whatever you have said is going to come to pass. You can do it. You can make it happen. You don't have to die and come back again. There's no death for you. God, we praise you. We thank you. We honor you. We have another day, another chance to make it right. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. There's no other name. You know, if there is, call me, tell me. There's no other name given under heaven by which man can be saved and will be saved and are being saved daily. That name, Jesus Christ. Thank you, God. Amen. A setup for a Red Sea. Well, why are you facing a Red Sea? What has happened? You're at the end of your rope? Well, what has happened? You don't know what to do from day to day. You're just prompted mechanically to get up, brush your teeth. Hopefully you brush your teeth. Get up, brush your teeth, put your clothes on, and you're out the door. Come back, eat, back into bed. Same routine over and over again. Wow, I wouldn't want to do that. But a Red Sea. Why are some of us facing a Red Sea? I don't want to hear, oh, well, wrong place, wrong time. I don't want to hear, oh, I don't know. I don't want to hear, well, He made me do it. Why are we facing a Red Sea? What has happened in our lives that has brought us to the brink of destruction, facing a Red Sea? Well, we're going to do a little something different here this morning. We're saying that you've been set up for a Red Sea. So that would mean, well, who did that? Who set me up? Why would they set me up for a Red Sea? Why would they even think that I deserve to be standing with my feet in the edge of that freezing water? Who would want to set me up for a Red Sea? Why? Well, I'm a good person. I pay my tithes, or I give offerings, or I donate to various charities. I've been a first-class actor all my life. What's going on? A setup for a Red Sea. Here we go. You need to be standing there at that Red Sea. You need to be laying down with the water almost drowning you in the Red Sea, a Red Sea. You know why? Because something or someone is trying to get your attention. Isn't that something? We got a twist here today. God, the Creator, the man upstairs, as some call him, has brought you to the brink of the Red Sea with nothing but water ahead of you, nothing to hang on. How can you hang on to water? Nowhere to sit down. How can you sit down in water? Nowhere to run. How can you run through water? The God of the universe has set you up for a Red Sea. You know why? Because he's trying to get your attention. He has you in sight. But he's trying to get your attention and tell you three things. One, stop it. Whatever you're doing, stop it. It's not pleasing me. It's not making me happy. And you're miserable. Broke. Brokenhearted. Broke down. The God of the universe has set you up to face a Red Sea. He wants your attention. He wants your devotion. He wants you to honor, love, and praise him. You've been set up for Red Sea. He wants your attention. Oh, okay, well, why? There's billions of others here. Why come to my front door to set me up? Why should I face the Red Sea? Number one, because you need to honor God. Number two, you need to praise God. Number three, you need to be serving God. And number four, you need to be leading others into wholesomeness by your good example. You're set up for a Red Sea. He will break you down, break you up if he needs your attention. If God needs your attention, he's going to do that. He's not going to wait for you to win a jackpot, a lottery, come into lots of money. In other circumstances, he's not going to do it. God wants your attention. All of humanity is facing a Red Sea. Some of them don't know where their children are. Some know that they're hated by their spouse. These are horrible things. Others, job loss, robbery, gang-style murder. Why are you facing a Red Sea? Why has God set you up for Red Sea? Because he has need of thee. You've lived your life as you want. Now, with the shape of the world that we're living in, God needs willing workers to, number one, warn the wicked. If they don't turn from their ways, they're out the box. No more praying to get in the box. They're out. God also has need of you because we're living now in what is called the last days. You don't even hear that anymore in church. Last days, last days. The few they have would vanish because they've not been truthful from the beginning with their so-called flock. Let me tell you something. God has need of thee. He has brought you to the Red Sea with two choices. Either turn back and do the right thing in your life, or try to cross that Red Sea. If you can, go for it. But God has brought you to the brink of the Red Sea because he has work for you to do. You've eaten, you've lived high on the hog. You claim you've crossed all your T's and dotted all your I's. It's not enough. Look at the shape of the world. It's not enough. Well, some might say, oh, well, you know, I'm going to die sooner or later, so I'm going to have a good time. You're not having a good time now. What you call a good time is a spoonful of death going down your throat. That's all that it is. How can you have a good time and your neighbor just got shot? How can you have a good time in life and you hear all about what's going on in the world? That's not good. It's all negative. Very, very little. Will you hear that? How can you do that? What's happening? You're at the Red Sea because God wants you to stand there and face your maker through that Red Sea and hold up hands and say, God, what would you have me to do? Because I know it's dead there at that Red Sea. It's dead. It's dead there. Many that hit the foothold of the Red Sea never make it back. Too weak, too sad, too hurt. God has need of you to be a living example in this world. You've got all the money you can spend. You've got all the liquor in your cellar that you can drink. You've got it all. Now it's time to stop and say, you know what? I am my brother's keeper. I'm going to turn around by the grace and help of God and beg him to give me a new lease on life to help others. He set you up. God set you up to face that Red Sea. Red Sea could also be, metaphorically speaking, Red Sea could be lost job. Red Sea could be your wife walking out on you. Red Sea could be your husband. Don't know where he is right now. Red Sea could be children that are disobedient to a fault and have told you to your face they hate you. A Red Sea could be everything you've had and accumulated in this world lost in one day. Disaster, so-called man-made disaster, so-called by the act of God. Here's a good act of God, that you turn around from that Red Sea and recognize that he is your keeper, and that without him in your life, whatever you do with yours, it's not going to work. Without God in your life, yes, you are going to act a fool Monday through Friday. Yes, without God in your life, you're going to wake up one morning and not know who you are, man or woman, whatever. Without God in your life, there's no peace. You might fake it until you make it. You're never going to make it because without God, there's no peace. You can go around in these $10,000 jackets thinking, oh, you know, I got it going on. You don't have it going on. You have a piece of cloth that if you're lucky, you might be buried in it. And by the way, many are being cremated there and not even thinking like that. You're at that Red Sea because God has seen something in you that he has need of. You haven't listened. You haven't obeyed mommy, daddy about worshiping the one and only true God. So here you are in emotional shackles, all confidence gone. Don't know who you are or what you are. Oh, yes, you're at the Red Sea. You've been set up to sit right there on the banks of that Red Sea and cry your eyes out. You've been a horrible example. Well, so have I one time. You haven't done anything that calls for righteousness in your life. Yes, you heard about God, but so many other things have gotten your attention. You've relied on your wealth. You've relied on your brokenitis. Some people want to be homeless, roaming the streets day by night. Some want to, but God has need of thee. That's why he set you up to face that Red Sea. You know, when you were a child and mommy, daddy said, oh, I'm going to punish them. They'd stand you in a corner. They'd make you stay in your room. You couldn't talk on the phone, could not watch TV. You remember those days. God is no different. Remember, we're created in his image. If you're doing something crazy, unacceptable in the sight and eyes of God, against God's mandate for human beings, let me tell you something. If you're not within sight, eyesight of that Red Sea, hey, you will be. God is setting you up. You think you're cold-blooded. You think you're bad. You think you're bad, man. You know, I got this. I got that. What is that when your lifespan is 70 or 80 years with special mightiness? How can anything imperfect create anything perfect in their lives or the lives of others? We've got to remember. You've got to remember who we are. We've come from a human pair that messed us all up. Jesus had to come down from the sky, come down from heaven to make it right. He had to come down from heaven. No one else could buy back what Adam and Eve lost. Every fool, every czar, every queen, every king know that story of Adam and Eve. I don't care what religion they claim they're in. Everyone knows the story about how they ate, got kicked out the garden. Well, when they got kicked out and had kids, that so-called genetic strain became a part of us. So that doesn't make us any better than them. Fallen Adam and Eve, fallen children. Isn't that something? So we really should be crying out to God, forgive me, God. Step in the gap for those two people. You'll never see them again. Eternal death is what they have accomplished for themselves. But now look at us. Yes, a setup for Red Sea, you bet. Everyone living outside of the will of God is going to face the Red Sea. Red Sea could also be cancer. Red Sea could be everything they have banished through tornado, flood. Listen, everyone alive has been set up for Red Sea because God wants your attention, God wants your praise, God wants your worship. Now, some never recover, though, from that Red Sea. What? Set up a prison sentence? Oh, my goodness. Set up for a cancer diagnosis? Oh, my goodness. Set up to lose what little you've accomplished in the small time span of your life? God wants your attention. There's going to be a whole lot more of red seas that we're going to have to face. There's going to be a whole lot of Red Seas. You know what? It might even run out of Red Sea expenses. But every human being has been set up for a Red Sea. Doom, bad news, no job, hungry 23 hours a day. You know, doctors are not going to tell you the truth about your health anyway. And you're told you might even be going blind. Look at what's going on. Destructive news, negative news. You know what? You just might be at the Red Sea. What in the hell is going on? That Red Sea is a teacher. That Red Sea is your deliverance. That Red Sea is your only hope for salvation. I don't need salvation. I got money in the bank. I don't need salvation. I got the best doctor in the world. Yeah. Oh, yes, you do. If you're standing up, facing a Red Sea, oh, yes, you do. My goodness. Let me tell you something. That Red Sea could also be the answer to your sanity. You know, suicides are up, especially with our youth. People are looking at the Red Sea, you know what, I don't want that. I don't want to face that. Look at what is going on. God has set you up to get your attention. You've been on the loose too long, playing con man, lying, hurting others. You think it's okay to get up on a Saturday, Sunday morning and stroll the beaches while the whole world is in chaos. God wants your attention. And you know what? We don't want the Red Sea to hold a casket floating on waters. When you know you're at the Red Sea, you know you're in bad shape. You know you're in bad shape. You know why you're in bad shape? Because God has had to do all those things and allow all those things to come upon you and in your life because he does not have your attention. It's a setup. You've been set up for a Red Sea experience to go back to God with your sanity still intact, to call on God. Don't call on the banker. Don't call on Wall Street. Don't call Dr. Jogo. They don't have the help that you need. When you're set up for a Red Sea, you need help to get back to God. You need to go back to God. You need to go back to the maker. Others are saying, oh, no, you know, oh, my God, she's crazy. God. I don't know why she's saying that. You know, I want to party all night. I'm going to rob the banks, electronic, whatever I can do to stay solvent in this evil world. It is evil and wicked to a fault. You know this. Every time you think you've heard the worst, an hour later something is worse than that. Something is why everybody has been set up for Red Sea. We've turned away from our Creator. We've accused him of all this wickedness and crime going on. We've gotten away from good values. Well, wicked people cannot produce good values, so that's a clue there. Why some of us, all of us, most of us, have been set up for a Red Sea. We've lost our moral compass. We're going around here led by Satan and then lying to the world that, oh no, that's not what I'm doing. Emotional thieves. That's what some of us have become. Oh, yes, God has set this up. Because in that last hour, you aren't going to call on your customer. You're not going to call on your banker. With your eyes bulging, you're going to say, oh, my God, help me, Lord. We already know that you've been set up for Red Sea because God wants your attention. He wants you to stop while you're not dead. You know, the walking dead, God wants you to stop before you perish. The whole world is laying under the power of the wicked one, otherwise known as Satan the devil. You don't even hear about that in church. You don't hear this. The wages of sin is death. What does that mean? The wages of sin is death. Keep on doing what you're doing. The wages of sin, people need to understand. They need to get back on that track. They need to realize there is a living God on checkup. And we're not seeing this. Yes, you've been set up for a Red Sea. A divorce might be your Red Sea. Children dying, 6 weeks to live. That might be your Red Sea. I could go on this. But you've been set up to face your Red Sea because you've forgotten God. You think you all that and more because you got a sack full of cash. I don't think so. People boast about how many billions this one is worth. And this, well, where is the money at? It's in the banks. They don't have it. They have not that. You might have a dollar in the bank. They have $1 billion in the bank. All it means is that they can buy some demonic influence. You want demonic influence in this world? Is that what you're after? I tell you what, that's why you are set up for a Red Sea. I know many don't want to face a Red Sea. So in advance, they've already said, you know, I'm going to stop while I'm still alive, looking out of two flesh eyes. You know, I'm going to say, you know, something not right with my behavior. I don't know if I'm going or coming. Everything I have is on the brink of loss. What in the hell is going on? You've lost your moral compass, and God has set you up for your Red Sea. Get away from the Red Sea. Tell God, I don't need to be standing here looking out. Whatever you want me to do, I'm ready to do it. What does God require? That we love and honor and praise him and love and honor our fellow man. That's the mandate. That's the mandate. Holy Bible. That's the whole mandate from the front Genesis to the back Revelation. This is what God would have us to do. He's sick of the nonsense. God is sick of the BS. You've been on the run from all of your problems long enough. He set you up. Tell him, hey, let me out of this cell here. Let me out of this cell that I'm in. Tell me what to do. Give me my marching orders. All of us need our marching orders. That's where the chaos is coming at. God will not be mocked. Whatever a man is sowing, that is what he shall also reap. We can say this. We don't need a multi-million dollar edifice to get this point across. Many just run into these churches out of tradition. The world is so wicked now, you wonder, well, what are these church folk talking about? God has left the decree with them, not the government. It was his people that he said, go forward and multiply the earth. This was the people of God. These were not your average Joe Blow destined for death in an instant. No, he said, my people shall worship me in spirit and in truth. But now, like demented cattle, God has had to set millions up to face their own Red Sea to get their attention. I would not want that. I wouldn't want all of that. But we're going to have part two to show you how to get over the Red Sea. If you're there, how to get over. See you next week in spirit on the Dr. Cupertino Show. See ya. Bye-bye.